This is St. Louis Public Radio. February 1st is Super Bowl Sunday. By presidential declaration, it's also Freedom Day, marking the end of National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. As awareness of human trafficking has grown, lawmakers at the state and national levels have been doing what they can to combat it. But most of the heavy lifting falls on the shoulders of nonprofits. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explores what that work looks like in St. Louis.
In early 2009, Dee Dee Lehman was watching an MSNBC documentary on sex trafficking overseas.
And then the focus switched from international to domestic. And it was just something that just pierced my heart.
As she spent a year researching the issue, Lehman learned a lot. For example, St. Louis was a known hub for human trafficking because of its access to the highways and the concentration of sex clubs in the Metro East, among other reasons. But while looking for groups to help with solutions, Lehman found widespread ignorance.
2009, practically the only group in the community that honestly didn't think I had two heads and believed me were some of the nuns. People didn't think it happened here. They weren't aware of it, and how could it happen in the United States, much less in the Midwest?
Now, Lehman oversees the Covering House, a five-year-old nonprofit that in 2013 had nearly $300,000 in assets, including a residential treatment facility southwest of St. Louis for girls 13 to 17 years old. The Covering House was the second such facility to open in the St. Louis area since 2012. And this coming April, there will be a third.
So I'll take you up here and kind of see what the bedrooms are looking like.
Tricia Roland Hamilton is navigating the narrow stairwells of a 155-year-old tenement being rehabbed in the city's Old North neighborhood. Contractors are transforming this three-story building into Magdalene House, a residential facility for as many as 10 women who have been in the sex trade. Roland Hamilton is the program's executive director.
Over the course of 2 years in our program, we provide everything the women can possibly need, from medical, dental, and therapeutic care to education, job training, job placement, life skills training.
In the 3 years that Roland Hamilton worked to bring Magdalene House to St. Louis, she's seen the community's awareness of the problem of human trafficking grow, along with a willingness to step up and address it. But she says the services available to people who escape human trafficking fail to address the full scope of the situation. Take, for example, a woman arrested on a drug charge.
If in the court system you know that a woman has had a history of prostitution, they're in there on a drug charge, they get sent away for 60 days of drug rehab, and they feel that's enough. And it's not.
Additional resources are also crucial. Residential treatment programs like the Covering House and Magdalene are expensive to run. Though more federal money is now available for victims of human trafficking, neither organization receives much, if any, of those dollars. The agencies that do say it helps a lot. Amanda Mole is the anti-trafficking community coordinator at the International Institute of St. Louis. She says prior to this year, the agency generally received funding only when it provided services to a victim of human trafficking. Thanks to a new federal grant, there's now a staffer working on the issue full time.
She's there doing, you know, outreach, working with Department of Labor and different labor unions to try to increase identification until has clients that she needs to work with.
But finding more victims is a double-edged sword, says the Covering House's Dee Dee Lehman.
Education and awareness and training and developing best practices are tremendous. But what happens is when they start identifying all these cases, where do they take them? What are we going to do with them? And so it's kind of bittersweet.
Lehman says over the next 5 years, she hopes to see more funding made available for agencies like hers that are helping those newly identified victims of human trafficking. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.